Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Good morning, Charlie Pierce.
Oh, good morning, Jody. It's been too long.
It has. Yes. Like 20 minutes too long. Hi, good morning, Charlie. Good morning.
Hi. What are we going to talk about? Are we going to talk about, like, abortions or puppies?
Oh, or Loretta Lynn.
Oh,
or Laurel. Yeah, run it down or this morning has been so far.
I know. You were saying you were listening to the SCOTUS feed from yesterday. It sounds like you said it sounds like Kavanaugh has had some presentation coaching. His voice sounds rougher and deeper, or he could just be hammered. I'm going to go with that.
Yeah, I mean, he really sounded butch. I mean, it was, you know, from what I remember him, you know, from the confirmation hearings, I think he's, you know, he's had some performance coaching, I think. Not that his ideas are any better. It's just that they, you know, he sounds, like I said, he sounds a little bit more butch than he did.
Or it could be beer.
He could have been lifting with PJ and Squee for, you know.
Or it could have been beer week. Break.
Who knows?
Your piece this week, you said the Supreme Court can't even agree whether it's having a legitimacy crisis. I mean, these numbers really are startling for American confidence in the Supreme Court.
Yeah, I can't even remember from my younger days anybody even polling on the popularity or the support for the Supreme Court.
Yeah,
you just didn't do it because it was considered beyond all that stuff.
Yeah.
Now you've got, you know, approval ratings, and by the way, you've got approval ratings that are in the toilet right now.
Yeah.
What are they? 28% or something now?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
There are skin diseases with higher approval ratings.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I liked your comment on the Lizzo, because that was really the story of the week. You said outside of the wingnut sphere, the conservative outrage at Lizzo and the crystal flute is drawing such outright open mockery and ridicule. Maybe people are coming to realize that the conservative position on almost every social and cultural issue is as worthy only of being drowned out by the laughter of the people who live in, you know, the real world. I mean, this is a serious thing for the midterms, isn't it? I keep saying this, whether it's Ron DeSantis or whatever. They run on these stupid non-woke issues or whatever they're concerned about that have nothing to do.
It's certainly a factor in why Herschel Walker isn't losing to Raphael Warnock by 90 points.
Right. Yeah.
You know, the fact that that's even a race at this point is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Dr. Oz isn't much better. You know, I mean, sure. I mean, I think, you know, they've had a lot of practice at this and they're very good at it. Yeah. Although I did notice yesterday, I got an email from the people at Montpelier, the James Madison's homestead.
Yes.
They've invited Lizzo to come there and give a concert.
Yeah. Good. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and the folks at Montpelier have done a magnificent job. They had, there's been some controversy among the board of directors in the last year, but they've by and large have done a brilliant job of excavating in an archaeological sense, the slave quarters.
Oh, wow.
And putting up, you know, and identifying where like the smokehouses were and where the slave quarters were and stuff. And they were one of the very first of those houses, of the historic houses, to do it. So it doesn't surprise me at all that they're inviting Lizzo to come give a show.
Yeah. Speaking of, you brought up Herschel Walker. I mean, I was saying it's interesting how it's the same playbook in terms of that he just, instead of, you know, whatever the PR response was going to be, he went on Hannity and lied.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
the woman has the receipts. And
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. That's the way. That's the way it works for these people.
Right.
And Donald Trump has been was, you know, for all his, you know, mastery of the dark arts, that's the one that's the most prominent.
Right. Speaking of Trump, you were creeped out by his, what was that this weekend? Rally? Something? You said the background music thing is very unsettling. You said,
oh, that is so weird. Yeah. And then he drops into that, like,
creepy,
you know,
rapey
dark
voice.
Side of NPR narrator voice.
Yes. Yes.
It's like, you know, it's like the Darth Vader of NPR, you know, he was talking about they kill at will or maybe not at will.
Kill.
Yes.
I don't even know what that means.
Yes.
You know, he said, accidentally shoot somebody.
He said they're opally. He said thieves are opally, opally killing people.
Yep.
Yeah, they're opally killing people.
Right.
Opally
killing.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Did you quoted him, the music swells, but now we are a nation in decline. We have more liquid gold under our feet than any other country in the world. We're a nation that allowed Russia to devastate Ukraine. Hunter Biden laptop, president who is cognitively impaired. It's just like Mad Libs now.
That's what, towards the end, you know, and by the way, in case anybody's wondering, the venues are getting smaller.
Yeah.
This place, the Warren, Michigan, this thing looks like an airplane hangar. I don't know what it was. It's probably the local civic center, but you know, he's going to smaller and smaller towns and drawing smaller and smaller crowds.
Yeah.
But if you never watched the RSBN video feed, it's absolutely North Korean.
Yeah.
They have these two young, vibrant, you know, video journalists they're hosting, and they come on the air. First of all, they come on the air about 5 hours before the event.
Wow.
And then he's always late. So these people have to vamp for like 5 hours in between, you know, segments with obese people in shorts.
Yeah, but you're right. The wide shots, you can see that it's just a sad little cult. Yeah. It's, yes, Chris.
No, what? Just 1 minute. I was giving you a 1 minute.
Oh, pardon me. Okay. Sorry.
Well, use the right finger then, for God's sake.
Oh, my God. Okay. By the way, you make the same point that Bob Seska does all the time.
I do.
A Republican said over 2,200 pounds of fentanyl was seized at the southern border in August, and you said, that's a good thing it was seized.
Right. Yes.
Don't get
a lot of fentanyl.
You know? Right.
I'm very happy about that.
Thank you, President
but
Biden.
But this was from another Republican congressman who doesn't seem to understand that seizing the stuff means that the border policy is working.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, if there's 3 million tons of fentanyl dumped in, you know, Fountain Square in New Orleans, that means the border thing is not working.
Right.
Yeah.
But if the Border Patrol has it, that means it's working.
Right. Yes. Once again, another Biden victory. Thanks for pointing it out. Okay. Charlie, it's time to bid adieu now because I'm going to slam
you into
a heartbreak.
I don't know what was going on. Either I've become computer illiterate in my old age or something went awry with the Zoom. But I will see you next week. Au revoir, Jimmy.
I'll see you next week.